Like, I've already accepted you for who you are, Jonathan.
But on a different level.
Yeah, but you're not gonna be, we're not gonna be kicking it.
I know that we're not, but I don't wanna kick it with you. I don't.
Don't take it.
I'm not taking it the wrong way. I'm not.
Okay. No. You seem frustrated, are you?
The thing is,
I'm telling my side and she's just frustrated the way I'm telling everybody my side. It's a two-way thing, you know? That's what I'm saying. She's always dominated the conversations with us, right?
I'm listening.
Do you feel that you were just, you were repressing your homosexuality?
I was.
Mm-hmm. Were you living a lie? But you know why? And let me just say this. Think before you answer this question.
Right.
Because there are a lot of young boys
out there
and girls who are watching you
and
right now.
And married men.
Who need the truth. Who need just the truth. And every time somebody tells the truth, you free other people to also be truthful. And so there's no reason at this point to pretend anything. So the fact that you're sitting here and the fact that you all now are on your way to whatever it is y'all on your way to, you know, at least for every other gay guy out there who's repressing and his feelings and, you know, at least honor who you are now.
Thank you.
I am honored, Terry. Give me credit.
I'm here on TV.
I'm honoring my lifestyle.
Okay.
It's not hard letting everybody know about your sexuality, especially being gay. I live the lifestyle of a heterosexual with her.
Uh-huh.
I loved her.
Uh-huh.
Unconditionally, up until the point of two years before
it ended.
Before it ended. Thank you.